hope you guys are all enjoying your day on whatever day y'all are watching this on. Y'all continuing to stay the most beautiful, smartest, bad bitches like that I know you guys can be and that I know you guys are. Since we are on this episode and we are entering a new month, I definitely want to speak a little bit on being intentional. And I do think I talked about this in my last episode. I want to talk a little bit more deeper into this. And there's a lot of different ways we can be intentional. We can be intentional about how we're showing up for people. We can be intentional about how we react to things. We can be intentional about who we're friends with. We can be intentional about a lot of things, and the list goes on. But today we are going to be talking about the start of that. Okay, so when I started learning how to be intentional about how I was showing up for everything, the first thing I started doing was start to be intentional about the week that I started planning for myself. So what I would do is I would get a calendar. So I ended up going to Target and I got this calendar, and it's like real cute. It's like a plain like dry erase board calendar, and it has like go outline. It's so cute. And I got all these Expo markers and the different colors and everything, and I decorate the calendar every month exactly how I want my calendar to look. That way I'm able to plan out exactly what I plan on doing for the month. What day is best for me to do everything. It's just better for me to see everything. And I'm not telling y'all to go to Target, get y'all old calendar, because this ain't no free promo. If you got an iPad, download like a little cute app and put some stuff up there. But I'm telling y'all to get into it because I've seen somebody do it on TikTok. But it seemed real cute, and like get you a little app and basically plan exactly what your summer looks like. And I'm saying summer because that's, you know, the season that we in, but plan exactly what your week looks like, plan exactly what your day looks like. That way you'll be able to have a more clear vision of exactly what you plan on doing and exactly how you plan on being intentional for that week and for the month overall. And while we are talking about being intentional about the week that you're planning for yourself, we're also going to dive a little bit deeper for y'all and speak on. So you're basically asking yourself, what kind of week is this for you? Is this going to be a week where you partying? Are you going to be outside this weekend? Are you going to be studying this weekend, focusing on whatever assignments you got coming up? Is this going to be a rest weekend? Are you resting from the week that you just had previously and you just getting your relaxation and rejuvenation on? Like, what's the vibes for the week? And once you start realizing, like, okay, like, this is what my vibe is for the week. I'm not doing nothing more, nothing less. And don't get me wrong, I completely understand that life definitely throws things at us, and we cannot say what the week is going to hold, honestly. And I know I damn sure cannot tell what my weeks are going to hold. But when you set something around how you want your week to look or how you plan on going about it, either way, you're able to adjust how you feel and adjust how you react to things. So basically, I've been doing that for myself, and this summer has been the most intentional summer ever. And like I said in my last episode, I've really been working on trying to have an intentional girl summer. I think this was definitely a great result in me having that outcome and everything. So some of my little highlights of this summer is I went to Big Bounce America. I don't know if y'all know what that is. It's like a big old bounce house. Look it up on TikTok. And it had like a whole DJ section in there. It was like an adult session. It was so fun. I definitely recommend y'all going. But I've been hanging out with my friends. Like I said, I also went on a boat party. Like, I also went to the JT and Mariah the Scientist concert. And then, like, let's not talk about the endless beach days that I've been having. Like, the girl just been catching all the vibes lately. Really just enjoying life, enjoying outside, enjoying this warm weather. I recently did start a new job, so I have been balancing that. I've always been a girl that I work, 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 work. You won't look at my location, I'm always going to be at work. So I've really been trying to separate the two and be intentional about what I'm doing, how I'm spending my time. When I start planning out my week and saying, hey, this is what I got going on for this day, I'm able to plan accordingly. I don't want to plan something on a day that I know that I might not feel like doing it because I have a whole bunch of stuff packed. So as far as external focuses, that is what we are focusing on. What is the task at hand that you are focusing on for the week? And anything outside of that, we ain't paying no mind. But, you know, we are showing up for the things that we have to show up for, but be more intentional about the things that we really, being a girl is so hard. Oh my God. Anyway, so next topic that we were getting into in this part, we will be speaking on something that I like Because it makes me feel like I'm really working on myself. It makes me feel like I'm really, like, that girl. Like, you know, when you can control your emotions, you're that girl, for real. So what I've basically been doing is choosing how you want to set your mindset for the week. So you're basically holding yourself accountable for the week that you want to have. And acknowledge how you want to feel this week and hold yourself accountable for the week ahead of you. And I'm not going to cap, of course, things happen. Like I said, we cannot predict how life goes. But you can react a little bit better if you're focusing on the mindset portion. For example, let's say that man trying to get you out of character. You telling yourself, you told yourself on Monday, baby, I am not crashing out about nothing that man do. And Thursday come, and he done pissed you off. Now you up 7 o'clock mad. We not crashing out. We are not ruining our day because of no man. And I don't even got to be about a man because I do understand that, you know, it's boys that watch this too. And we not letting that girl stress you out at 7 o'clock in the morning either. Like, that's not what we're doing. So yeah, like I said, we are being very intentional about the mindset that we're setting, and we not being no crash out dummies. We not crashing out about nothing. If you told yourself you won't come crash out on Monday, Thursday come, don't be crashing out. Hold yourself accountable for what you said you was gonna do. React in a different way. You can't crash out. You need to be reacting as your higher self. That's what we're doing, and go about it in a different way, and we're not gonna crash out. So once you figure out what your internal focus is for the week, my internal focus for the week has been being intentional about giving myself leniency and compassion. I tend to be really hard on myself. I'm very proud of myself for stepping out of my comfort zone. If you know me, I'm a very outgoing person. Like, I'm a talk, like, I'm that girl for real. But I don't know, when it came to like starting this podcast, this was very on the new side for me, putting my opinion out there. And this is not even like all that I have to give y'all. This is not even like all that's in store for this year and for next year. And so like, I really cannot even imagine like actually like getting this done. At the beginning of the year, I told myself, I was like, I'm going to get this, and then, and y'all, like, your girl has been knocking it out. I've been on the road. I've been getting it done. I've been being very intentional about everything that I've been doing, everybody that I've been friends with, everything that I have been around me, even my mindset, like how I've been carrying myself, like things that I'm talking into myself, like she just been eating the girls down for real. So I'm here to put y'all on game, because I know sometimes like I need that motivation. I needed somebody to instill this stuff into me. I needed somebody to break this stuff down to me. So I'm gonna help y'all out. That's what I was saying, because like, I'm always gonna get off topic. That's one thing about me. Y'all just have to get used to it. Yeah, like I said, when you start being very intentional about your mindset and how you're reacting to things and how you're choosing to move forward with situations, you'll notice yourself immediately starting to shift your whole perspective on how you go about things, and you'll initially be changing into a higher version of yourself. And like, don't get me wrong, like I definitely understand focusing on internal and external, focusing on anything is a lot. Like, this is a very new step. But that's why I said, like, I think it'll be a little bit easier if y'all break it down into, like, a week. Like, break it down to a week. Try it for, like, a week. See how it go. Come back and let me know. But, like I was saying, don't get me wrong. I completely understand that it is hard focusing on your external and internal focuses. Especially when your mind's going to always be racing and stuff is always going to continue to happen. If it's not one thing, it's another. So I know it's hard to stand firm in that side of yourself, because the world does not stop for nobody. But like I said, just worry about the task at hand and try to hold yourself accountable for that. And baby, if it doesn't work, it's okay. We're going to try again tomorrow. We always have tomorrow, so it is completely okay. But we're going to try to be better tomorrow. Okay, thank you. But yeah, I truly do believe that if you, you set the task accordingly, that you will set the tone for how you want to plan your week and how you want to plan how you're feeling. So when everyday issues do pop up during the week, you do find yourself reacting. I know I found myself reacting in a different version of myself. You find yourself not acting out of character about what might have been said or what might have been done. So yeah, like I said, keep focusing on your end goal and living as the version that you want, whether that's him or her. Because this ain't the time to be missing what we are called to do. Like, we only have one life, so you have nothing standing in the way of what you want to do besides you. So you got to get it done, girl. Like, what are we waiting on? So let's get it all together. That's all I got for y'all today. But anyways, and I do hope you guys are living as your higher self and continuing to be the girl that I know you guys are. If you did enjoy this podcast, please give it a rate, a like, and a follow. But yeah, I do hope you guys continue to share it on all your platforms. That's the only way this podcast will get out. If you did enjoy it, also continue being the baddest bitches that I know you guys are, and enjoy the rest of your day. And now I've seen so much more, and finally